Well, greetings everyone and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally and internationally 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 120 countries worldwide daily over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit our webpage at georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Now, the Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law, science, education, politics, religion, health, history, economics, news, and current events. So stay tuned for tonight's special report on the cause of disease right after this. You know, once in a while we get a glimpse of the real world through the eyes of an insider like John Swinton, for instance. Swinton was the guest of honor at a banquet given to him by the leaders of his craft, and someone who knew neither the press nor John Swinton offered a toast to the independent press. And Swinton outraged his colleagues by replying that there is no such thing at this date of world's history in 1880 in America as an independent press. Now you know it, now I know it. And there isn't one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. Now, I'm paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions out of the paper that I'm connected with, and others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things. And any of you who would be so foolish as to write your honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. And if I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. Now you know it, and I know it, and what folly is this toasting of an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes, he said, and we're the jumping jacks, and they pull the strings and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men, and we are intellectual prostitutes. Now, these rich men behind the scenes are the movers and shakers of this Global 2000 program, this New World Order. They're the men and families like the Windsors and Rockefellers and Bushes and Bundys and Carnegies and Vanderbilts. That's why I contend that it's time we wise up and start listening more to the God of Abraham and stop following after all these crazy scientists, philosophers, preachers, and politicians. And let's prepare to live through and survive this New World Order and this Global 2000 insanity. Now, if you'd like to learn more about Global 2000 and Bible prophecy with this New World Order, why don't you call and order our free General Law CD package first? That's the place to start. It's educational, it's entertaining, it's informative. Best of all, it's free. And you can call and order one right now. The number is 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, you can go to our website, georgegordon.org. Just click on to the email and send us an email request for that free General Law CD package. Once more, that's georgegordon.org, or call us direct at 417-273-4967. I want you to do it right now while you're thinking about it before you forget. The cause of disease. Everybody talks about disease. It's kind of like the weather. Everybody talks about it. Nobody's got a solution to it. Nobody knows what to do about it. You can't make the clouds go away. You can't bring on the rain when you want to. And you can't bring disease on. And you can't turn it off. It just kind of happens by osmosis. You just all of a sudden one day you turn up sick and don't know why. Can't figure it out. Well, the disease comes from two sources, starvation and poison. Starvation and poison. You ought to write that down. Simple enough. In the Bible, there is a simple cause and effect relationship laid out. Practice my 19 health laws and you won't get sick. We don't do that. And as a result of that, we get sick. Disease really means dis-ease, ill at ease. I don't feel good. When you break it down, it's simple enough, dis-ease. So we pay doctors trillions of dollars. It's $1.6 trillion a year that we Americans are spending on our health care program, Our president wants to spend trillions more. He wants to make us real healthy. He wants to give us health insurance so that we can all go to the doctor. I'm trying to avoid that like AIDS, herpes, and VD, but my president is insistent that I be protected against disease. I'm not sick, don't plan on getting sick, probably won't get sick as long as I practice the laws that prevent it. So I thought, well, now here's something to talk about, so why don't we start talking about disease, what causes it, and how to avoid it. So let's take a look, for instance, at degenerative diseases. What happens when you have a vitamin or a mineral deficiency? In the case of scurvy, for instance, we know that that's caused by vitamin C deficiency. Back in the 1700s, somebody discovered, I suppose by accident, they were probably shipping some citrus, and the sailors were eating the citrus, and they were out for a long time and didn't get scurvy. Other sailors got scurvy, so they said, well, what's the difference? Well, these sailors are eating limes. So the British Navy started giving all of their sailors limes. That's why they call them limeys. And they prevented the scurvy, which was pretty important. All right, that being the case, then what about vitamin A deficiency, for example? Well, if you don't have enough vitamin A, you get night blindness. So if you're suffering from night blindness, we give you vitamin A and it goes away. We can cure it by just giving you this vitamin. If we deprive you of vitamin D, you'll get rickets. So if we find that you've got rickets, we give you vitamin D and the rickets go away. Now, it doesn't seem like it's necessarily a Rhodes Scholar here that understands this. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to figure out that if you're degenerate, if you're suffering from a disease, there has to be a cause for it, because not everybody is suffering from that disease. So it isn't natural and normal. You're the odd man out. Now, my wife got shingles the other day, and she said, God, that's the most painful thing I've ever experienced. What causes shingles? Stress. You put somebody under a tremendous amount of stress, shingles develop. Very painful. Take them out from under the stress, and you give them a raven, the sara, if you want to know, in case you got shingles someday. It's an herb. It's an herbal oil. It's what we call an essential oil. It comes from Madagascar. It's called raven, R-A-V-E-N, sara, S-A-R-A, raven sara. Pretty potent stuff. 7 drops in a capsule twice a day will take the pain of shingles away. Does it cure the shingles? No. Just dissipates the pain. The shingles will go away when your immune system takes over and throws it out. All right, let's take a look here at 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 fatty acids. 91 total dietary essential elements that you have to have. 60 trace minerals, you know, things like iron and copper. 16 vitamins, you know, things like vitamin A and vitamin C. 12 essential amino acids. And 3 fatty acids. That's what your body has to have to develop. That's what it has to have to repair itself and to ward off disease. If you're missing any one of those 91, you will develop some kind of a symptom. It may be that you don't see very well, can't hear very well. You get the shakes or the palsy. Maybe you've got allergies and you don't know why. You more than likely have a vitamin, mineral, amino acid, or a fatty acid deficiency. Now, you could have one other factoid in here. You could be poisoned, and your body's reacting to those toxins. I was in the chiropractor's office the other day. I was talking to a guy, and he said he had, I think he said it was neuropathy. I said, what in the hell is neuropathy? And he said, well, my nerves are dying. Dying nerves. I said, what do you think caused that? And he said, well, I think it's caused by toxins. I think I was in the, he said, I was in agriculture, and I'm an agricultural sprayer. I sprayed on chemicals. And I think over time those chemicals got into my body and fats, and now I'm paying the price for it. And I said, well, have you tried chelation? He said, yeah. You tried detoxification. I've done everything we can think of. Now, it just could well be that the guy is poisoned to such a degree that you can't get it out of his body. He's ultimately going to die from it. But if we could get those chemicals out of his body would heal itself. But as long as you've got those in there, or put another way, let's suppose that you're smoking and you keep pouring this nicotine. You know, nicotine is a pretty deadly poison. You just keep poisoning your body. Your body develops an immunity to the nicotine. You can keep putting in more and more of it, and your body can deal with it. They've done this with snakes. You know, a guy will take a little bit of snake poison and keeps increasing the dose until one day he can get a cobra bite and it doesn't hurt him at all. His body has developed an immunity to it over time. That doesn't mean that cobra poison's good for you, and it'll probably kill you over time, but, you know, in case you get bit by that cobra that one time, you know, maybe that's a fair trade-off. But the moral to the story is, toxins will make you sick, but mainly it's deficiency in nutrients. Not too many of us get poisoned like the guy just described, but, you know, once in a while that can happen. Now, let's take some concrete examples, and I'll show you what happens here when you're missing something. Let's take Down's syndrome. For example, Down's syndrome, for all of its characteristic exterior features of a domed forehead, medial canthal eye folds, lowered IQ, and high risk for certain heart defects, it is the trisomy, or the extra chromosome, 21, that is the basis for Down's syndrome. So even as you read this chapter, the allopathic medical doctor believes that the trisomy, T-R-I-S-O-M-Y, of Down's syndrome is a genetic or chromosomal defect that only manifests itself primarily in women over the age of 35. Statistically, the over 35 rule of thumb was true when women had 8 to 10 children. The poor woman would be depleted of minerals by the time she was 35, so the last two or three embryos were at higher risk for this trisomy. Now today, the teenage mother is no longer a rare phenomenon. Teenagers are having babies at an ever-increasing rate, and they have a higher risk for having babies with birth defects, including Down syndrome, than does the mother who's now over 35. They and their babies are at higher risk because of teenagers' poor dietary habits, plus the fact that teen mothers are still children themselves, requiring huge amounts of micronutrients to deal with puberty. They, in fact, compete with their own embryos for limited or non-existent vitamins and minerals. Now, you know, if you'll think about it, the embryo is a parasite. The embryo is a parasite. It's like a tick sucking blood out of the host. The embryo is sucking nutrients out of the host. So if you're going to have a healthy, vigorous embryo, then you have to have the food to support it and to build it. The embryo is made up of these 91 essential elements, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 fatty acids. If you take these fatty acids or amino acids out of the equation, then the embryo does not have vital nutrients, building blocks that it needs to build. If it doesn't have enough vitamins, then it doesn't have enough building blocks to build on. That should be simple and plain enough. Now, how can the classic delayed genetic disease, such as Down syndrome, appear at incredible rates in our child mothers? It is true that Down syndrome is congenital. For instance, it's born with the defect. And it is true that there is a chromosomal defect, for example, trisomy 21. However, it is not true that Down syndrome is genetic. Down syndrome is, in fact, the result of a preconception zinc deficiency, which produces a chromosomal DNA injury or defect similar in nature to the changes created by radiation. So it should be interesting to point out that radiation, despite all of its horrible potential for chromosomal DNA injury, causes less than 1% of all birth defects because we're all of us hyper aware of the dangers of radiation and we avoid it like AIDS, herpes, and VD. But we don't avoid nutritional deficiency. We avoid radiation. But nobody is concerned about nutritional deficiencies. Now, nutritional studies in animals and cell cultures have demonstrated that trisomy or Down syndrome can be created at will in the laboratory by preconception zinc deficiencies during the formation and development of the sperm and the egg. These facts underscore the critical nutritional needs for sexually active men and women. It only takes $40 worth of supplements. That's right, $40 a month worth of supplements before and during pregnancy to prevent Down syndrome. And in addition to the human tragedy, it costs us $1 million to care for each Down syndrome patient over their lifetime. Now, Down syndrome patients only live to be about 20 to 30 years old. And it costs $1 million on average. This is back in 1994, so let's plug in $1 million here. Let's divide that by 30 years. And it costs about $33,000 a year to deal with this problem. But it only costs $40 a month for 9, 10, 11, let's say 12 months. Before you women get pregnant, you should be taking vitamins and minerals. Before you men think about getting your wives pregnant, you should be taking vitamins and minerals. American men, their sperm count has declined by 50% over the past 100 years. And the quality of the sperm isn't very good. And that's because of mineral deficiency, and that's caused because we won't practice land Sabbaths and jubilees. In other words, we have chemical agriculture, and our chemical agriculture has produced a deficient soil. Deficient soil produces deficient plants. The plants are nutritionally deficient. We use hybridized seed in violation of Leviticus 19:19. As a result of that, we have bad food, which produces weak bodies, which produces birth defects. These birth defects are the direct cause and effect relationship of bad diet. Bad diet. Nothing more, nothing less. You can fix it in the morning. Now, most people don't believe it and they're not going to fix it, but I'm not on a campaign here to get you to eat better. I don't care what you eat. Ho-hos, ding-dongs, and Twinkies, and Big Macs, and fries taste pretty damn good to me. And if you're eating for taste, then you're on the right track. Now, if you're eating for an embryo inside your body there, ladies, well, you better be thinking about it because this Down syndrome lasts for 30 years, you know, until this child dies. And that's going to be pretty traumatic, you know, when your baby dies at age 30 or thereabouts. And especially when you could have prevented it. You know, a stitch in time saves nine. It's the old adage. Now, it has been clearly demonstrated in the laboratory, animal, pet, animal, and agricultural industry that 98% of all birth defects are not genetic, at least not in nature. But in fact, they are nutritional deficiencies of the egg, the embryo, and the fetus. And it can be prevented by preconception nutrition. Now, working with these facts instead of denying them, the animal industry has all but eliminated tragic and expensive birth defects. There are no insurance plans, private or government, that would cover the economic loss of a birth defect in cows by supplying high-quality preconception and gestational nutrition to breeding animals. It takes just a few pennies per day per animal worth of essential vitamins and minerals, and it has virtually eliminated hydrocephalus, cerebral palsy, spina bifida, Down's syndrome, heart defects, cleft lip, cleft palate, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, hernias, limb and digit defects from their breeding colonies. Now, to understand how the developing embryos are so dependent upon a proper and adequate supply of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and fatty acids, we have to appreciate that embryonic tissues develop faster physically and biochemically than the most aggressive cancer cells. This rate of growth and development requires dizzying amounts of essential nutrients to complete certain biochemical and tissue maneuvers and to do it on time. The train only passes by once, and if it's missed, there is no going back, and the child will be born with one or more biochemical, physical, mental, or emotional defects. Genetic engineers refer to the essential mineral cofactors as metal fingers, which are required to activate genes. In the absence of the appropriate metal finger, DNA and genes become powerless. Now, the awesome zinc requirements, again called metal fingers, alone, of the embryo for DNA, RNA replication, and as a cofactor for enzyme activity, is reflected in the fact that just about every physical defect described in man can be produced by an embryonic zinc deficiency. For example, spina bifida is a well-known embryonic result of a folic acid deficiency, and yet folic acid supplementation only prevents 50% of this defect. The other 50% of the spinal bifida defect is preventable by zinc supplementation. Okay, so let's write that down. Spinal bifida. Spinal bifida. It's caused by a folic acid, and zinc deficiency. See how simple that is? So here's what's happening, ladies. you're pregnant and you're living your life and doing your thing, and you're not getting enough zinc and you're not getting enough folic acid. And in the first 90 days, that's called the first trimester, that baby is growing. It's growing at a phenomenal rate. It grows faster than cancer. It's growing geometrically. You take the number of cells. 10 cells doubles to 20, 20 doubles to 40, 40 to 80, 80 to 160. So in the first 90 days, this little fetus now, it's got to have, it's an embryo, it's called an embryo at that point. This little embryo, it has to have folic acid, it has to have zinc, vitamin C, vitamin D. So it's got to have all this. And your body has to have this also. This is why you ladies get kind of nutsy. I remember my first wife, she's eating peanut butter sandwiches with onions on them. I said, oh, my God. you know, talk about Maggotsville. Peanut butter sandwiches. She'd put pickles and onions and peanut butter. And I'm telling you, it would gag a maggot. But she ate it with relish, and she just couldn't get enough of it. And she'd eat crazy stuff, you know. She'd have the munchies for all kinds of crazy stuff. And we knew this going in, so we just fed her whatever she wanted. When she wanted dill pickles, why, we just stuffed dill pickles down her. And when she felt like she needed onions, we gave her onions. And what was going on here is that the fetus in here is this embryo. Right? This embryo is growing, and it's demanding these various vitamins. And this then translates into appetite. The reason that she wants these onions is because there's certain vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in this onion. So she says, well, I've got to have onion. You ever have a munchie like that? You say, God, I just got to have, like right now, cherries are in the marketplace, and I'm eating about a pound of cherries a day. Now, whatever is in these cherries, you know, let's call it selenium or boron or whatever is in them, my body needs, and so I have the desire to eat cherries. But pretty soon, and it's getting close to it now. I've been eating a pound a day for the last week. Well, let me tell you, after you've eaten about 7 pounds of cherries now, pretty soon you take a look in the bowl of cherries and you say, oh my God, if I eat another cherry, I'm going to puke. All that's telling you is that your body is full of the vitamins and minerals that are in cherries. And then something else will come up, you know. You'll say, boy, that really tasted good. I was over at Ryan's the other day, and I made myself a salad off their salad bar. And I kind of put sesame seeds and raisins on there, and I put spinach leaves and tomatoes, all kinds of neat stuff on there. Kind of sat down and ate my salad, and boy, it really tasted pretty good. But when I got through eating that salad, I didn't jump up and go make another one. I got all the vitamins and minerals that was in that salad, and that's enough. Now let me go get something else. You know, let's go get a piece of carrot cake or something over here that's more intelligent or tastes better. Now, I don't deny, you know, that chocolate cake tastes a lot better than celery spears, but those celery spears are the things that have the vitamins and minerals in them. And your body desires that. Now, if you don't have enough of it, you can't get it out of your food. After all, you cannot get vitamins and minerals out of celery spears that are grown in soil or hydroponically if those minerals and vitamins aren't put into the nutrients that the plant can make itself available to. And that's just common sense. I mean, how in the hell is the plant going to get any iron if there's no iron in the soil? It's just common sense, isn't it? Now, here in the Midwest, we're short of iodine. Much of our soil here in the Midwest is iodine deficient. And so, over the years, we've discovered that an iodine deficiency causes goiter, Adam's apple, they used to call it. And so, they started putting in into our salt, you get iodized salt now, started putting this trace element into our salt. The goiter in the United States is very, very rare now. Very rare. Most of us get enough iodine in the salt that we eat. And since we've done that, that solves that problem. And so there's a defect called goiter that is eliminated by simply putting in iodine. See how simple this is? I mean, we're not talking rocket science here. No rocket science involved here. Just common sense. Just the way life is. So in the laboratory, if we take the laboratory animals and we stick them in, it could be rats or mice or guinea pigs or whatever you want, and you just systematically deprive them of these various and sundry vitamins, minerals, and essential fatty acids, and so on, they develop the same symptoms that humans do. Cystic fibrosis. Retardation. And so we know what causes this. The question arises, well, then why doesn't somebody do something about it? Well, that's why I'm suggesting that you do something about it. What did you want McDonald's to do about your vitamin and mineral deficiencies? Is it McDonald's or Burger King's duty or responsibility to make sure that you have all the vitamins and minerals that you need to prevent mongoloidism in your baby? If it is, maybe what we need is congressional legislation to force McDonald's to put selenium and zinc and folic acid, you know, into your Big Macs. But the denatured foods that we all love so much don't have these vitamins and minerals. And so you're going to have to figure out a way to get these if you want them. And there's sources for doing that. I'm going to tell you what they are here when we get through with our break. But it's halfway time. Let me remind you that you're listening to the Law Hour and Editorial Review, sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, the Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the law school and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The law school teaches family law, tax law, courtroom strategy and procedure, business law, agricultural law, civil rights, and biblical law from the scriptural perspective, not state schools and all. The law school is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals, but by prearrangement. Now, the law school conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. It has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. All of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience, and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Now, the law school offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. Be sure to order yours by calling the law school at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, the sources of information that we use on this program are true, accurate, and correct to the best of our knowledge and belief. In the Law Hour and Editorial Review gives credit to those authors and publications that we use in this program, and we often endorse or recommend books, papers, periodicals, newsletters to our listeners. Now, these endorsements, these recommendations that we give, don't mean that the authors or publications that we're endorsing or recommending are necessarily going to reciprocate. Keep in mind that most of these authors and publications that we cite here on the Law Hour and Editorial Review may be hostile, political, religious, economic, sectarian, racial, or ethnic partisans, and their viewpoints may not be totally endorsed by the Law Hour and Editorial Review either. Now, these opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine. They're mine alone. They don't necessarily represent the views, the beliefs, or the opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this radio network or of this local radio station. If you'd like more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please go to our website. That's georgegordon.org. Again, georgegordon.org, or you can call us direct at 417-273-4967. All right, we're talking about the causes of disease. Now, there's a book out called The Physician's Desk Reference. Physician's Desk Reference. And when you come into your doctor's office and you complain, you say, hey, I've got these things that are wrong with me. The doctor looks up those symptoms in his desk reference, and it says, oh, well, you've got cystic fibrosis, or you've got muscular dystrophy, or you've got pneumonia, or whatever. And then he looks a little further and says, well, what drug should we offer you? Now, my wife had shingles here not about a month ago, and she said, God, that was painful. It was worse than childbirth, she said, pain was. I've never had shingles. I guess all of us have the potential for developing it. It comes from chicken pox. You carry it in your body. And then one day stress overtakes you, and you come down with what they call shingles. And it causes these pock marks all over your, well, local areas. My wife's was on her face, and says, God, that hurt something fierce. And so you go to the doctor, and he says, well, we can't cure the shingles, but we can give you a painkiller. So he's going to give you some kind of painkiller so you can manage the pain, and you say, thank God for modern medical science. But that's short-sighted. See, these shingles over here probably are triggered by some nutritional deficiency in conjunction with the stress. Probably. We don't know what that nutritional deficiency was, but I suspect if my wife had been taking supplements and doing it regularly, she might not have developed the shingles to start with. After all, she didn't develop them last year or 10 years ago. And this is an event that came up and went away. Will it come back again? Could in the morning. But we hope that she's got her diet back in balance and that that has never happened again. But what if it does? So in her case, she used what we call an essential oil, Raven Sarah. Comes from Madagascar. Kind of a rare oil, too. Not available just everywhere. You can get it, you know. David Stewart's got it. You know, you can ask around. You can find it. Raven Sarah, Ravensara. Seven drops in a capsule, and you take that internally, and it'll kill the pain. It'll take that. Doesn't cure the shingles, but takes pain. Now you go to the allopathic medical doctor, and he gives you morphine or something else, you know, and that makes you feel better because it takes the pain away, but it doesn't solve the problem. That's my point here. We need to solve the problem. The cause of disease, nutritional deficiencies. So we took a look at the first one over here. And the first one over here, Down syndrome. We took a look at that one. We can cure Down syndrome. It's fairly simple. You can prevent it. And I showed you how. Now let's take a look at another one over here. The clinical realities are that few nutritional deficiencies occur in the pure state. In other words, if you can see one deficiency, the odds are that there are really hundreds of them. And this is why hundreds of thousands of American children are born each year with catastrophic, tragic, family-rending birth defects and multiple birth defects, not as the result of a bad throw of the dice, genetic tragedy, but rather from the prenatal vitamin allopathic attitude, which says I will take vitamins and minerals only after my doctor tells me that I'm pregnant, and then in many cases only if a government program pays for it. So primarily we're just too cheap to spend the $40 a month that we need to spend in order to make sure that we've got enough nutrients going into our body to support our bodies and this developing embryo at the same time. Short-sighted, but, you know, that's what people do. Many women who have had multiple pregnancies know the ropes of pregnancy and the OBGYN process, so they often wait 3 or 4 months into their pregnancy before they seek obstetrical help from midwives, naturopathic physicians, or in the case of Oregon, chiropractors can deliver babies too, and nutritional programs to save money. So it's under the guise of saving money. Everybody wants to save a buck. And remember, the embryo has become a fully formed human in 90 days. 90 days. The brain, spinal cord, and heart form in the first 28 days of pregnancy, and all of the prenatal vitamins and minerals taken after that critical period will not correct any already created birth defects. And it's kind of like Humpty Dumpty, where all of the king's horses and all of the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. See what your problem is here, ladies? Think about it now. Your first 90 days, this embryo now becomes a fully formed human being. All happens in 90 days. And if during that period of time, the essential nutrients that were needed to create this perfect heart aren't there, it'll create the heart, but the heart will have some kind of defect, maybe a valve or something. And more you hear of doctors who are trying to fix. I saw one the other day. a doctor operated on a pregnant woman and fixed the heart valve in a developing baby. Wasn't that just special? I don't know what that cost, but I imagine that was pretty technologically expensive. Now, that woman could have solved that problem by taking, you know, vitamin mineral supplements, and that wouldn't happen. Siamese twins are caused by vitamin mineral deficiency. I'll show you that as we progress along. Now, where am I getting my information? It comes from a book called Rare Earths. Rare Earths, R-A-R-E-E-A-R-T-H-S, by Joel D. Wallach. Joel Wallach. He's a veterinarian. And let's see where you can get a copy of this. I don't remember where I bought this now, but if you walked into Barnes & Noble and said that you wanted a copy of Rare Earths by Joel Wallach, I'll bet you they could find one. And if they can't, you could go to printed and published by Double Happiness Publishing Company. Double Happiness Publishing Company. P.O. Box 1222, Bonita, California, 91908. Copyrighted 1994 by Joel D. Wallach, Ma Lan, and Double Happiness Publishing Company, all rights reserved. And they've had 7 printings of the book. And P.O. Box 1222, Bonita, B-O-N-I-T-A, California, 91908. I think that'll do it. And if it doesn't, then why don't you go online and look for Joel D. Wallach. I'm sure he's got a website someplace. W-A-L-L-A-C-H. Joel Wallach. He's the guy that made the tape on Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. You ought to get a copy of that while you're at it. That's very humorous. Very humorous. The average allopathic medical doctor dies at age 58. Age 58. The average Joe Sixpack, couch potato, eating Big Macs and ho-hos and ding-dongs, dies at 75.5. Yep, that's right. The average gum-smacking, beer-drinking, smoking Joe Sixpack lives to be 75. The average medical doctor dies at 58. You'd think that if allopathic medical doctors had the answer to health, those guys should be living to be 110 while the rest of us die at age 58. It's exactly backwards. The medical doctors are dying at age 58, and by the way, 50% of them are addicted to drugs. 50%. Got that from Wallach also. So if you just picked your doctor out of the Yellow Pages, by the time you've gone through your 10th doctor, 5 of them were drug addicts, addicted to illegal drugs, things like cocaine, morphine, heroin, marijuana. Although they don't get them off the street. Hell, they just prescribe them. All these illegal drugs on the street have copyrighted trade names put out by the pharmaceutical industry, and so they just buy their own. They call them Valium, you know, and things like that. But they're drug addicts. Half of them are, and then they die young. They die at age 58 on average. Just thought I'd point that out to you. Now, the animal industry has been able to eliminate 98% of all birth defects, not by bringing in new gene pools or genetic engineering and selective breeding programs, as is generally believed. In fact, the animal industry uses in breeding, mating, father-daughter, mother-son, brother-sister, to concentrate desirable traits rather than breed out birth defects. They're not trying to breed out birth defects. The animal industry has eliminated birth defects in animals not out of altruistic reasons, but rather to enhance profitability. If a cow has a calf with a birth defect, the cost of feeding and maintaining the cow that year is a financial loss, as well as the loss of profits from the projected sale of the calf. And there are no insurance companies, private or government, no major medical or hospitalization, no Medicare, no Blue Cross Blue Shield to cover the losses. Therefore, the farmer, the husbandryman, the rancher, must bear the financial burden all by himself. So to reduce this risk of financial loss, the animal husbandryman has learned that it is simply cheaper to reduce his risk of financial loss from birth defects by supplementing with vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential fatty acids in the form of preconception nutrition. Now, I'm an animal raiser here. And I feed my animals a mineral block. Keep it in front of them all year long. I put them out on pasture so that they can get hold of all of the weeds that they can possibly utilize. I leave the woods open to them so they can go down into the woods and eat leaves and raspberry leaves, blackberry leaves, tree leaves, weeds, grass, brush. If you're watching a cow and she's out in the woods, and she'll go along and she'll take a bite off of a cedar tree. She'll eat those cedar needles. Not very many. She'll just take one bite, and then she'll go over and she'll take another weed, and she'll take a leaf or two off of that. And pretty soon she'll go over and bite off some oak leaves, and then she'll go over to a sycamore tree and bite off some of those leaves. Now, here's a little phenomenon. You know, I call this the miracle of evolution. The miracle of evolution. But a cow has sensors on her teats. Cows have four teats. And they got sensors on them. And when the calf comes over to nurse on the cow, his saliva interacts with the receptors, the nerve receptors on the teats. And let's suppose for the sake of our discussion here that the calf in his saliva is deficient in selenium or boron or iron or copper or something like that, whatever it is, whatever he's deficient in. As soon as that cow gets an opportunity, she will go right straight out and she will start eating those plants that have selenium, iron, copper, zinc, whatever it is that calf is lacking in his saliva. And the next milking, you'll see that cow has increased the percentage of selenium or whatever that was lacking to make sure that calf, gets what it needs. Because remember, for the first 3 or 4 months, that's all that calf is going to eat. That's it. So he's just busy drinking milk, and that calf has to get all of his nutrition out of that milk. Now, this is why God said that he was going to take us into a land of milk and honey. This is why milk used to be called nature's most nearly perfect food. And so to this day, what I do is I have a couple of calves out here in the corral. And so I let the calves suck on the cows. And then when I want milk, I take the calf off of the cow. See, I hold the calf in a pen. When I want milk, I bring the cow in, I milk her. And then I rotate these cows, see, so that the calf sucking on the cow sends a signal to the cow. Says, hey, I'm short of copper. Hey, I'm short of iron. I'm short of this. Cow runs out in the field. She eats the weeds and the nutrients that she needs. She comes back in. She's got them. And so about 2 or 3 times a week, I take the milk out of that cow. And then the other 2 or 3 times a week, I take it out of a different cow. See what I'm doing here? That way, my cows always have all these vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that calf has to eat so that I get them. That's why I don't get sick. Now, you buy your milk out of the grocery store. Now, number one, they have to have a uniform product in the grocery store. So all the dairymen have Holstein cows. That way, a quart of milk in New York City tastes exactly like a quart of milk in Los Angeles, California, which tastes just exactly like a quart of milk in Chicago or Miami. They all taste the same. Exactly. just like a Big Mac in New York tastes exactly like a Big Mac in Los Angeles, which tastes just like a Big Mac in Chicago, and is just exactly like a Big Mac in Miami. They all have exactly the same ingredients. Now, a cow eats different foods, and the milk that comes out of a cow has a different taste depending upon the different foods that she eats. Just like honey. See, you put bees out in a clover field, and they'll go out and pollinate the clover, bring in the nectar from the clover, put it in the hive, and then we call that clover honey, alfalfa honey, or eucalyptus honey, or orange honey. Whatever it happens to be that the bees are working is the taste of the honey you're going to get. So you take honey that's out of a wild beehive out in the woods, and it's got different flavor to it. You know, it's a combination of all of the above. So in order to make sure that you've got clover honey, they label the clover honey, you know, clover honey, alfalfa honey, and so on. The beekeeper, he puts that out there, and he puts his bees out, and then he collects those boxes off of that particular field so that he can identify and label the honey. So that when you buy it, you know, you want to buy clover honey, you do. One time I bought some eucalyptus honey. Black as the ace of spades. Strong? Oh boy, I wasn't. It's the kind of honey that we normally feed to the bees because humans don't like it. That's the kind of honey that I buy. I go to the beekeeper and then I tell him, give me your dregs. And he looks at me kind of funny like, huh? Yep, I just want your dregs. The dregs, that's the black stuff that's got all of the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids in it. The stuff that tastes strong, that you ladies don't want to buy because it doesn't look amber like honey is supposed to look like. See, that amber honey is filtered. We filter out all of the particles in it so that all you've got left is a 51% honey that's been heated over 180 degrees so that it'll run through the filter. And then mixed with 51% corn syrup from genetically modified corn. And that's what you people eat. And then you wonder why you get birth defects. See? When I buy honey, I go over here to the beekeeper. I tell him, no, I don't want that stuff that you heated up for Bessie Balmortal in the grocery store. I want the stuff that you haven't heated that's out there in your hives that you're going to feed your bees. And so he gives me the stuff that's unfiltered. You know, the stuff with the bee wings and the bee legs and bee bodies in, you know. Yeah. So then I strain it through a strainer, and then it solidifies and it gets hard. And then I take that and I eat it, and it's really strong, but it's full of the vitamins and minerals. It's full of the nutrients, ladies, that you need to produce strong fetuses and babies that don't have birth defects. But you didn't taste good, and so you don't want to eat that. So it's a choice that you got to make. You know, you want to spin the cylinder with one bullet in it and then stick it up to your head and pull the trigger. Call that Russian roulette, remember? Now, frequently, identical twins fail to completely separate, and then they're joined somewhere along their middle line, head to head, chest to chest, abdomen to abdomen, pelvis to pelvis. This tragic congenital defect of incomplete division of the embryo is 100% preventable for $50 a month worth of preconception vitamins and minerals per month for 3 months prior to conception and each month during pregnancy. So men, you need to get in on the act here too, because if you've got bad sperm, which is meeting up with the female egg, you can have a birth defect. So you need to start before conception. A failure to follow the basic preconception nutrition philosophy has a high risk of being very costly in terms of unnecessary human misery, as well as dollar cost. Twin girls, Angela and Amy Lakeberg, were born in Indiana June 29, 1993. They were joined at the chest, and they shared a single, severely defective heart and a single liver. Following separation, the one twin, Amy, was sacrificed in order to save the other one, Angela. So you get these twin Siamese twins now. One liver. Now, normally, if they're healthy, these twins will separate naturally in the womb. Identical twins separate. But if they don't totally separate and they're still joined, then we call that Siamese twins. What causes Siamese twins? Nutritional deficiency, zinc. So after 11 months and 19 days, the surviving Lakeberg twin Angela died also. The medical cost alone for the attempt to fix what would have been prevented for $40 was over $1 million to taxpayers, $600,000 extracted from the taxpayers of Indiana alone. Now listen, this is very important medicine. This separating the Siamese twins, these are big bucks. Makes a lot of money. If you're wondering who's paying for all of this, it's the taxpayer. We have socialized medicine here in America, just in case you didn't know. Now, we should insist that our health dollars be spent more wisely. The Lakebergs were on food stamps, which they traded for drugs. The incomplete separation of the twins was detected in early pregnancy by ultrasound, and yet the medical community was very ready to take our money. Now, veterinarians have eliminated most birth defects in the animal industry by employing two simple husbandry techniques. And we'll talk about that next time. Veterinarians have eliminated these birth defects in cattle, sheep, hogs. We haven't eliminated them in humans because of the immense profitability. See, if a cow has a stillbirth, or if a cow has a deformed calf, so big deal. You know, we're not going to spend a lot of time, effort, and energy on it. But if a human delivers a deformed child, we will spend whatever it takes. The sky's the limit. There isn't any limit on the amount of money that we'll spend. This is why medicine is so profitable, and that's why we're spending more than $1.5 trillion a year on it. And we're going to be spending by 2020 $2 trillion a year on medicine here in the United States. And it's that way around the world. And hey, listen, you can avoid all of this by simply taking in proper nutrition. We'll talk about that as we progress along, and I'll show you that for $40-$50 a month, you can have all 91 of these essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 fatty acids is what you have to have. And if you don't, out of 450 diseases listed in the physician's desk reference, you'll develop a symptom for one or more of them. If you're missing one vitamin, C, you will develop scurvy. See how simple that is? If we give you plenty of vitamin C, you won't develop scurvy. Birth defects also have a cause and effect. Yeah, I'm out of time. I've got to remind you that you're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review. We're sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States, and we're heard around the world in more than 120 countries daily over the Internet and radio. If you'd like more information about the Law School and the Law Hour, please go to our website at georgegordon.org. The Law School is a private, non-commercial, non-profit, non-sectarian law school that is open to individuals but by prearrangement. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults and compact desk, and the Law Hour website is updated weekly. And it has a radio log schedule and archives. All of that can be accessed through our website at georgegordon.org. Now, all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date for your listening convenience. and the Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest. Hey, time's up. We've got to leave it right there. We'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station, God willing, of course. So until then, thanks for listening, everybody, and good night, friends.